May I speak and may we hear in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Would you please sit? I was contemplating some modest audience participation this morning. I'm still open. Thinking of the actions of John the Baptist, preaching a word of repentance, a single human being in a particular place at a particular time. The audience participation was going to be no more than inviting you to raise your hands. I'm still contemplating it. The question that would cause you to raise your hand or not is this. Well, two questions. Firstly, can you recall a moment in your lives where someone else, a single human being, has gifted you something of God's love, instruction, wisdom? It might have been to do with repentance, it was in John's case, but not necessarily for you. Someone mediating God to you. So let's try it. Would you just like to put your hands up if you felt that at some moment in your life that has happened? You don't have to put your hand up very high. Thank you very much. Okay, hands down. Second question. Can you think of a time when you yourself have been the one doing the mediating, the one who has offered something to somebody else? Can you remember a moment when you have done that? Hands up again. Good. That's a relief. I was hoping I might get slightly fewer hands the second time round. Otherwise the sermon doesn't really work. In the book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, by Milan Kundera, the author considers the fact that our lives are played through only once. It is this insight that gives the book its title. Its antithesis is the theme of the film Groundhog Day, where the central character is caught up in a daily cycle, repeating the same events over and over. I usually find it hard to recall what I did yesterday, let alone last week. We often perceive, looking forward, words or actions as having great weight, worrying about what we might say or do. In retrospect, those moments can feel as light as air, lost to memory. And even if you can remember what you did yesterday, it's unlikely to be of great significance to the person sitting three rows in front of you or five rows behind. There are exceptions. I have been visiting one of my parishioners in the Royal Surrey who has just died. Talking to his wife across the bed and hoping that he might be able to hear, she spoke about the importance to them both of his confirmation 2.5 years ago in Shear Church with Bishop Ian. It seemed to her and to me important to speak about it out loud as his life drew to a close. But I know that when his friends and family gather to speak about his extraordinary life at his funeral in a couple of weeks' time, that confirmation is unlikely to get much of a mention, unless I say something, which I will. The unbearable lightness of being. What about sermons? How light are they? If the choir sings well today, then I'm probably on a hiding to nothing. Or if you find yourself in a fascinating conversation after the service, these words will quickly get lost. And in any event, in 7 days' time, a new sermon will come around like a fresh fall of leaves or snow on the ground. We have some solutions to this lightness. We build in groundhog-like repetitions. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven. Or the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. It's worth noticing then what we choose to repeat in order to add weight. From another season entirely, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Those words, presumably uttered only once on a bare hill with no cameras or tape recorders, not written down, in fact, for decades, and then just on papyrus. And yet the early church recognizes through the inspiration of the Spirit that what was going on there was something that was not ephemeral, was not light. It had huge weight. Which, incidentally, is why I slightly recoiled this week from the results of a recent survey that identified 22% of English adults thinking that Jesus was a mythical or fictional character, with a further 18% not knowing. So, my God, not quite as weighty as I might have thought. The unbearable lightness of being. You may, of course, have known, remembered some of the words from the two readings that we heard today. Probably the Luke slightly more familiar. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate, John went into the region around the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance. This one-time-only action again, like the cross, in a moment so light, given weight by being recorded in Holy Scripture. But I wondered if we did those percentages again for those words, what they'd look like. It's astonishing that God's kingdom moves nearer, moves forward at all, in the face of such weightlessness. And yet that's the way it seems to be. I received a well-timed phone call this week as I began my preparation for this sermon, removing some of the anxiety that had been around in my personal life, enabling me to concentrate more than I might. A small thing, you might never have known about it, and yet contributing gently to the order and the quality of my words, and perhaps leading to a communication that carries value, spiritual, emotional, theological. As Jesus' latter-day disciples, it's all we have at our disposal. Lightweight actions, insubstantial words, to capture the imagination and promote goodness. Lunch with my family last week. One of my daughters-in-law recounting a story on Facebook of a motorist stopping his car, holding up the traffic, and seeing an elderly woman bent almost double across the road. A story significant enough to her for her to share it with the rest of us, it gaining weight as it goes, acting as a model that in whatever way you or I might replicate, until we forget. In contrast, there are some very heavy things around. Paris and Syria, of course. The one that caught my attention this week was the two men who had set up a company called Store First, had created glossy brochures and smart advertising to trick people into making unwise investments with their pensions. Lasting, heavy harm. My Christian hope is that whenever you exhibit in your life the love of God to friend, neighbour, or stranger, and you may remember that less than they do, it is the mysterious grace of God that gives it weight, so that its effects are never lost. Imagine us reading from another book, from the Book of Heaven. The 452nd chapter of the Book of Heaven. In the 83rd year of the reign of Elizabeth, when David Cameron was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the word of God came to Mary on Stag Hill and on David in Tesco's. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.